According to Director of Financial Aid David McMillian, roughly 95% of Piedmont students use financial aid of some kind in order to attend college. ProjectStudentDebt.org reports that the average debt of a Piedmont graduate in 2011 was $20,407, and that the average debt of Georgia students the same year was $22,443. McMillian said that Piedmont vigorously enforces entrance and exit loan counseling requirements through calls and emails to make sure that students comply. He also said that financial aid is visiting PC 101 to talk to students about financial literacy. McMillian says that he feels Piedmont students are better prepared than most to pay back their student loans, and that he is confident about where Piedmont students are and how Piedmont prepares students to pay back debt. He says that Piedmont offers students a financial aid review every spring.
Usually in February, we do something called a financial aid review. It's during the time that students also place their deposits for housing signups. During that time, we counsel students on what their financial aid package is, what they can do to get additional institutional scholarships, what other outside stuff there may be, such as a student access loan that might help reduce some interest rates. And we really counsel students on what's the best course of action for them the next year forward.
According to McMillian, the financial aid office at Piedmont is a great resource for students.
The best piece of advice I can say, if you have a question about what's going on with your financial aid or where your financial aid is or your balance or anything, just come talk to financial aid. We don't mind at all sitting down and helping students go through the process and figure out what's going on with their account.
McMillian says that there is about a 50-50 split when it comes to how proactive students are about taking control of their financial aid. McMillian says there is a difference between those students.
It's been my experience that students who tend to be a little bit more proactive in their financial aid tend to do well better in the classroom. They tend to have a better understanding of the cost of a higher education.
According to McMillian, when a student has leftover financial aid money on their account, that money is refunded to the student either by a line of credit to the bookstore or by a refund check. McMillian says that there are students who choose to return this money and reduce their borrowing every semester. McMillian also said that Piedmont is working towards moving to an online student system in the next few years that will include financial aid. He says that the system will allow for better transparency for students to be able to access their financial aid information when they want it, as opposed to going through the financial aid office. Reporting for WRFP, I'm Ashley Banks.